Well, again, we're talking about it one distance from reality, but that's a slop bucket.
Okay. Well, this is a little closer to reality. What would you fry eggs in?
Well, frying pan and skillet are both commonly used in the Orleans, and I would say that they were both commonly used in my own household. Mm-hmm. Spider is something I never heard of until I started studying. Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing you're doing now.
Exactly. Yes, I'm in about the same position as you. What about something big and black that they might have washed clothes in the backyard in the old days? Or scalded hogs in?
Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law has one of those in her front yard. I'm trying to think of what she calls it. She's got it, of course, with peonies or something planted in it now, as you can imagine. She's a typical D.A.R. type.
What do you call it?
What is it called? In French is La Chaudière. But what do you call it in English?
What do you call the little thing on the stove that you'd use to boil water for tea?
Kettle.
Would you ever call the thing in the front yard a kettle?
Well, certainly we say sugar kettle, for example, which is the same kind of thing, big cast iron pot. Hmm?
I think wash pot is the most common term for it, but that may not be what they call it here.
I think kettle.
Okay, kettle. And what are the eating utensils that would be set on each side of the plate?
Oh, knife, fork, and spoon.
And if you had more than one knife, you would say you had two?
Knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were all dirty, you would say, I have to do what to the dishes?
Wash.
And then to get the soap off, she would have to, you would say she, using the third person singular, she.
Well, I would say rinsed. I know a great many people in New Orleans would say it wrenched.
Using present tense, she.
And she wrenches.
Okay, well you would.
No, I don't say that. I mean, that's a social.
What
distinction.
Do you say? She.
Rinses.
Okay. And what would you call the cloth or rag you'd use to wash the dishes?
Dish rag.
And to dry them off with?
Towel, dish towel.
And a cloth or rag you would use to wash yourself with?
A wash rag was the common term in my childhood.
And to dry yourself off?
Towel, a bath towel.
And what is the thing that you turn on the sink to get the water out? To turn the water on.
I would say that faucet, mm-hmm. so pronounced, mm-hmm. is the, it would have been the common word.
Suppose it was outside, you might connect mm-hmm. a garden hose to it.
Faucet was still the common word. I know tap, mm-hmm. and I've known tap all my life, I
inside
suppose.
Or outside?
Tap is outside.
Outside. Suppose it's on a wooden container of some sort, like something with beer in it that you turn or...
Now tap there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then if it was very cold, the water pipes might...
Freeze? Bust?
Bust. And you would say in the past they...
Busted.
Okay. And people used to buy flour in a great big wooden thing.
They bought them in a sack.
Well,
I'm trying to think of wooden thing. Bow?
Okay. And right. What about a smaller one that nails would have come in? Or beer?
Nail keg.
Okay. I interrupted you. Would you say that again?
Nail keg.
Okay, I think my voice and yours were coming along simultaneously.
I've heard keg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what molasses used to come in large quantities?
Well, yes, I suppose I do. Well, for some medium-sized quantities, of course, it came in a jug.
Mm-hmm. What about lard?
Now, you want something besides jug?
Mm-hmm.
For molasses?
Not necessarily. Hogshead. Pardon?
Hogshead.
Okay. What's that?
A hogshead is a very large molasses container.
Is it a barrel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big barrel.
What about lard? What did that come in?